Rows upon rows of Russians take lecture notes in a university classroom on a Saturday afternoon. They are not college students. They are just 50 faces from an army of 200,000 Russians who have volunteered to work as poll watchers, looking out for fraud when Russians vote for president on Sunday. And they do more than just listen to lectures. There's also a training video produced by ad copywriter Serob Kachatryan.
Those who have signed up to be an observer visit training sessions, read different brochures. We do something really light, simple, and easily digestible.
Anna Bugrova says that unchecked fraud in the December parliamentary elections pushed her to action.
I realized that there was massive fraud. Then I started reading more about it, and as a result, I am here.
Matvey Petukhov of the Citizen Observer Monitoring Group teaches volunteers to watch out for ballot stuffing and multiple voting. But he also trains them in how to deal with police and how to file legal complaints with prosecutors.
Our target is very simple, to make elections as fair as possible. In Moscow, it is relatively easy to do because we have a lot of observers.
But analyst Masha Lipman at the Carnegie Moscow Center cautions that the poll-watching movement may be limited to Russia's big cities.
The effort to observe the election will hardly be nationwide. In Moscow, it will make a difference. However, regions are different and provinces are very different from big urban centers.
After widespread cries of vote fraud in the December elections, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin announced a $1.5 billion program to install two web cameras at each of Russia's nearly 100,000 polling stations. This move did not convince potential poll watcher Vyacheslav Filipov.
When I heard that web cameras are going to be used during the elections, our prime minister promised us that, I was like, wow, maybe something is going to change now for real. Later, I learned that videos from these cameras are not going to be available to the public. So they will film everything and then we'll put it away.
Ekaterina Korovkina says she is prepared to stay at her polling place watching for fraud for 20 hours on Sunday.
Now I see that one can probably change something, and I want to try to be an observer. I am ready, maybe even to fight.
And Ekaterina may have to fight. After Russia's December parliamentary vote, voting experts studied the results for the Wall Street Journal and concluded that fraud had tainted 21% of the total, or 14 million votes. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.